What did you think about when you were a kid that set you apart from your other friends? What made you unique?
I was a nerd type. I was very shy, introverted person, and I was very small. I think I was the second smallest kid in the whole class. I was always that way. I think up to high school, I was like 5'1" or something, 5'1", 5'2". So I was very small, and my father was a high school principal, and the whole upbringing was quite, I would say, looking back, quite repressed, and I was a very late boomer. I was a very small kid, and all we do is doing academic work. We were not encouraged to do any sports or art, certainly not art. Movie business, and as well as the entertainment business, the whole business was socially considered very low. So watching movies really like my secret joy. We did get to watch movies, maybe once a week at the most, and mainstream. Half of the time I was watching Chinese movies, mainstream movies. The other half was Hollywood movies. So back then, I didn't get a chance to watch any art films until I was a film school student, and I get to devour them. So I was very late movie. And my mind wasn't exactly as books. So wandering away into the movie situations, shots. My mind was always wandering, even in class. Sometimes thinking back, if I was back in Taiwan, I grew up in Taiwan until I was 23, then I never left the country. It was a very conservative place, very anti-communist, kind of enclosed environment. I was thinking if I grew up in America, I might not end up being a filmmaker, because there will be so many interesting things I can explore and play with, and I don't need to escape into the fantasy land. So I think at that time I already starting to develop my dramatic senses. When I was even younger than when I was 13, and I get the chance to play for school every weekend, Saturday. Now we have 6-day week, so the Saturday afternoon we get to do some shows when we get a chance. There were a few years I was a leader to play on shows, like talk shows, two-man stand-up comedians, and we'll make up sceneries, we'll do stories, like play, we made up plays. So it's kind of a leader in those activities. But that's when I was in the third and fourth grade. Once we got into the fifth grade, everything like that would be stopped. I love music, but I was never encouraged to do anything close to that. And I would secretly buy some instruments and just learn myself.
Yeah.
Got to play flute, guitar, things like that. But self-taught, I couldn't get a tutor. And I was very small. So all I do is daydream. I was not a very active kid.
Yeah.
My father, and later on my father was my principal.